we got 6-time Grammy Award winner. He's got the number one hit song out right now. It's called Tonight, which is from the movie Think Like a Man. In addition to producing and putting out some great music, he's got a brand new project. He's starring on the new ABC television show Duets, and he's joining us to tell us all about that. Y'all, please welcome to the show my man, John Legend.
Woohoo! Welcome.
Morning.
John, how you feeling, man?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
Good,
man, we doing good.
Yeah.
Man.
I got one correction for the intro.
What is that?
I'm now 9-time Grammy Award winner.
9-time, boy.
Go ahead, boy.
That's even better, John.
Get them other three.
Our bad.
Yeah. That's hot, man.
Yeah.
Man, man, you've got to be feeling good right now.
Oh, I'm feeling great. You know, I'm just grateful that we put the song in that movie because that really made such a big difference for the song. As soon as the movie came out, people were just buzzing about it, and y'all used it in that movie several times, and that was like the best promotion I could have asked for.
Yeah.
Great song, though. Great song.
Yeah. Really,
congratulations.
Really is a good song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tonight is number one on the Urban AC chart, man, for the second week in a row.
We appreciate y'all. Thank you very much.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Man, I mean, you know, man, when it starts happening like this, how does it feel? Because, you know, when you're number one on the charts, when you're in a soundtrack from a movie like that, and now you got this new product that we about to talk about. You got this new show on ABC called Duets. Before we get into the particulars of it, when that's happening to you, describe that feeling.
It's funny because you don't really feel it. If you're not on tour, if you're not out, you know, doing radio promo a lot and doing stuff like that, you actually don't feel your hit as much as you do when you're out there, because I'm home, like, making the album, I'm on the TV show, and doing that, and so I'm more focused on work right now, but if I were out on tour, I would feel the hit more than I feel it right now, but I know that it's a hit, because I'm looking at the charts, but I don't actually feel it.
right.
In the same way as I would feel it if I was out on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand that, man, because you gotta kind of hear from the public to really get the impact that you're having.
Yeah, if you're out, like I always notice it, like in airports or whatever, or just out on the road, when you got a hit, everybody sings it to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when I had Green Light, they were giving me the green light, I'm ready to go. Right.
Yes.
Everywhere I go, people be singing it to me. And I haven't been out on the road much, so I haven't had that same feeling of, like, oh, everybody's singing my new song back to me. Ooh. But, I know it's doing well because I've been looking.
I'll tell you, John.
It's doing great. And speaking of doing great, man, you got a great new project. Boy, I've been seeing the promos everywhere.
Yeah,
it's Duets. A brand new show on ABC. It's called Duets, man. Tell us about the show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have a couple more shows left. Thursday is the second to last episode, and then next Thursday will be the finale. And basically, it's a new singing competition, and the twist on the competition, of course, is in the name. We actually, as superstars on the show, me, myself, Robin Thicke,
Kelly Clarkson,
and then a country singer named Jennifer Nettles from a band called Sugarland. We're the judges of the show, but we also sing with the competition.
Yes.
So we take two of the contestants each. We mentor them. We sing with them, and then hopefully they win. So one of my contestants is still in it, in the top four, and her name is Bridget Carrington. She's from Farmville, Virginia, and she's got a chance to, you know, get a record deal. Whoever wins is going to get a record deal for $250,000, and we out there having fun, man.
And you're so honest on that show.
Yeah.
You do not pull punches, John.
You know,
no sugarcoating.
The first week, I was so nice to everybody because I was just warming up.
Yeah.
And
week two.
And then, you know, I was just like, you know, somebody's got to be honest because the folks at home are watching and they thinking something. And if nobody on the judges panel says anything to them, then, you know, they're going to be like, are y'all listening to the same thing we listening to? So
right.
I figured, you know, I'm going to just tell the truth because I know music and I've been listening to music and making music for a long time. So I figure I might as well give them my honest opinion. And I really do it in a way that's trying to be constructive, too, to try to help them, not just to embarrass them, but
you do.
Try to help
them.
Mm-hmm. Cool. It's honest though.
Yeah. Keeping it 100. Huh?
I mean, nice but sweet. part of the reason for being honest though, John, has got to be the fact is, look, you're trying to turn this into a real business. This is a real shot for somebody. I guess you don't want to waste a shot on somebody that you feel honestly just not going to have it.
Yeah, my thing is, America's watching. They know if somebody's good or not, and they know if somebody's a little weak. And so somebody got to point it out. And because if we don't point it out, they're going to look at the show like, well, what y'all talking about?
Right. That's true, though. Yeah.
That's true.
We appreciate your honesty.
Uh-huh.
And it's good TV. Come on.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I'm hooked every week. Yes.
Because you just can't have this wonderful oatmeal show where everybody passes through and everybody's okay. You're not supposed to like everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the competition. It's fun, though, man. I'm really having a good time. It was a last-minute thing. Lionel Richie was supposed
to
do it.
And,
at the last minute, he wasn't able to do it because of his schedule, and they called me in, and I had to – it was actually the best time in my life to do it because I wasn't on tour, and I had a little more flexibility, and so I said, okay, let's do it. And I didn't know if I was going to love it or not, but I'm actually having a really good time.
Well, you know something, I'll tell you something about touring. I know a little bit about that, so – it's kind of good, though. That TV money kind of steady.
John said yes.
Yeah, you tour when you want to
because
you
got
music.
Work, right? Well, a little less the time and it's a little less grueling doing it.
There you go. A little bit good for you, man. Hey, we got something else, too, man, because a lot of people getting ready, man. This place is sold out. You're going to be performing live on August 3rd at our Hoodie Awards live broadcast in Las Vegas.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm glad y'all invited me. We booked it on the phone here last time I called y'all.
Yes, John. Put you on the spot.
Yeah. Carla don't really let people off the hook on our show. But hey, man, listen to me. Hey, John, you got a lot going on right now, man. And I tell you, man, we really proud of you, man, because you're one of them brothers that's out there doing it the right way. You know, look, man, look, everybody make mistakes, but you know, man, you one of them cats, man, where we can always, you try to stay solid, man, in a lot of areas. And not to say you don't have challenges, but, man, however you're handling them and what you're doing, man, just keep on doing it the way you're doing, man, because you make a lot of us proud, man.
Appreciate it.
A lot of us. You're a cold piece of work, man. Mm-hmm. I love your style because you doing John Legend. You don't give a damn what's hot. You do John Legend.
Yes, sir.
It works.
And it works.
Man,
yes,
it does.
That's the only way you can do it, man, really. And I tell them, the artists that are on the show, too, like, you have to be yourself. You got to be the best yourself you can be.
Right.
And that doesn't mean you don't listen to other people, you don't get influenced by other people, but you, at the end of the day, like, the audience can tell if you're real or not.
Yeah, man.
And you got to be real.
Well, you are, man. Congratulations on everything, man. We'll be tuning in on the ABC show Duets. Two more episodes Thursday nights at 9 p.m. So tonight at 9 Eastern on ABC.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. I got all the wrong information on my damn paper. He got 9 Grammys, and the show come on at 8.
Congratulations,
John Legend. We love you, boy.
We love you, John.
You.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.